I must say this has been dragging on now for years. It's 40 years since we first heard mooted the idea of a Gidor sewage scheme. We've known that it's been committed to by previous governments. We had the minister come to Gidor 2 years ago announcing that the scheme was going to go ahead. But it seems as if that there's no real concrete progress taking place whatsoever, although the Irish Water have informed me that they will be back to me within a couple of weeks and to the local community to let us know any progress that has been achieved to date.
As you said, it's 40 years and it has been raised on countless occasions. Why is it that it still remains at a consultation stage?
Well, the scheme has developed over the years. Unfortunately, it's going in the wrong direction. From a scheme that captured quite a large part of Gidor, it's now been dragged into a very small part of Gidor, and they're basically saying that it's not viable to provide a scheme of this nature for the number of people that it will serve. Now, our MEP, the Sinn Féin MEP, Matt Carthy, has written to the Commissioner last May in a report that I helped him compile, and we outlined that the failure to provide a sewage scheme for the people of Gidor, and particularly for the townlands of Bunbeg and Derrybeg, which is identified as a town in the County Development Plan, is a breach of EU rules and EU laws. And indeed, the Commissioner agreed with us and said that they are now listing the failure of the Gidor sewage scheme as part of the infringement case that the EU is taking against Ireland. And that has been, you know, I think has spurred Irish Water and the Irish government on to start to deal with this again, along with pressure that's coming from the local community.